The motivation behind it is to give the people at the low end of the scale some relief. It's to make the property taxes progressive.
Michael Wise chairs Great Barrington's Finance Committee. He is proposing a residential exemption on property taxes meant to shift the impact from lower valued homes to more expensive ones and those belonging to second homeowners. In a Berkshire Edge article, Wise outlines a list of scenarios where homes, even those owned by full-time residents, valued above $330,000 to $470,000, would not qualify for a residential exemption.
I'll admit to being an old-fashioned Democrat. I think progressive taxation is sound policy. I think charging higher rates on the people with more resources is appropriate.
If the cutoff or break-even point is near $470,000 in assessed property value, Wise says nearly three-quarters of the town's residential properties would benefit. At the median home value of $294,400, the residential exemption would cut the tax bill 11%, according to Wise. He says for the 100 homes valued over $850,000, half of which are second homes, the tax bill would increase by 7% or more. But some, like town resident and investment banker Chip Pulitzer, say the idea is off base. He says property value is not a good indicator of income.
They might have had a higher income at the time they bought the property. The property might have been a lot less expensive when they bought it, and over the many years it has appreciated. They may now be retired and living on a fixed income, and the fact that they may have a million-dollar home does not indicate that they are millionaires.
Wise does outline available means-based exemption and tax relief programs, mostly for seniors. He is also proposing a split tax rate, which exists in communities like Pittsfield, where businesses and residents pay separate rates. He is proposing a higher rate for commercial and industrial properties. Richard Stanley, a resident of Egremont, owns the Triplex Cinema and a number of commercial buildings in downtown Great Barrington, a town of about 7,100.
If we start raising the taxes on the business entities, I'm going to just have to pass the right along to the business owners. So there's another case of killing the golden goose. It's these hardworking retail merchants that have revitalized Great Barrington.
Elitzer points out that rental properties do not qualify for the exemption, and therefore landlords would pass increased cost onto renters. Elitzer says the fact that the proposal is being discussed is discouraging for current or potential town businesses. Newly elected Selectman Bill Cook campaigned in favor of the plan, but is opposing the split tax rate for the time being.
A dollar means more to some people than it does to others. So I see it more as the community coming together to help everybody else out. That's really what I see. I mean, I want to preserve the nature of the community. I don't want it to become unaffordable for the people that work in town. And I think this is a way for the community to come together to make it possible for everybody in the community to keep living here.
Wise says all of the towns who use residential exemptions also have a split tax rate. Some are characterizing the plan as an attack on second homeowners, making the point that they pay for town services and the school system without utilizing them as much as full-time residents. Stanley says it reinforces a mentality of us versus them.
But this would be the first time that it's actually codified as part of the fabric of the community. And that would really be very, very unfortunate to try to separate types of citizens.
Wise says he is motivated by the $5,138 average single-family tax bill in Great Barrington, second highest in Berkshire County behind Williamstown. He adds the negatives need to be weighed against the positives.
The benefit of this is significant and easy to state. And then there are quibbles. And if you pay attention to each quibble, it sounds like it has all kinds of problems. People lose track of the fact that it has a benefit. The benefit being that well over half, maybe as many as 80% of the homeowners in town would see lower taxes.
Cook says he plans to meet with the Finance Committee with the intention of bringing the proposal to the Select Board over the next few months. Elitzer says time would be better spent trying to adjust Great Barrington's yearly commitment to the Berkshire Hills Regional School District compared to that of Stockbridge and West Stockbridge. He says his plan, which would require state legislation or a consensus from the three towns, could save Great Barrington $3 million a year.
Instead, we're being set up for a debate among ourselves about a proposal which will retard economic development, which will erode our tax base, will ultimately raise taxes for everyone in our town, and will take our eye off the big ball, which is, hey, let's get our actual tax burden down. Let's not just rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.